Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
We are all in this together. And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, talking about our lawns, a lot about our lawns and our soils. We haven't talked much about veggie gardens. We can talk about those. Getting some color out in our yard, that's a nice thing. And that's something easy we can do. I'm having some beautiful color in my plumbagos, and my esperanzas are just as happy as can be.
All those like hardy,
yes,
reliable perennials.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, just smatterings of those. So that's kind of fun. But, you know, getting our annuals in. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do that in August if you're needing a little perk up.
Yeah.
You know, even just some patio pots, containers with some color is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Sherry, on homeshowgardenpros.com, like I said, the questions come in with pictures, and you just answered the one about the crabgrass, and we're going to get that posted after the show so people can kind of see it and compare. Maybe they've got the same issue going on, and we'll remind you what to do. So follow us on Home Show Garden Pros on Facebook and Instagram. How, you know, just search those, and you can find us. And follow our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
Because you were talking about misinformation, and the Home Show Garden Pros, all of them will give you great, timely information.
Right.
Not just what they have been getting in, but good information. Mm-hmm. Mary posted a video about feeding them, just like you were talking about.
Right.
From Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens this week, about specifically what to use and that it's okay and it's needed. So good.
It is needed, yeah.
Good, timely information.
Yeah.
So homeshowgardenpros.com. So we've got another question here from
Gemini planted a southern magnolia tree in 2021. And in 2022, it started losing some leaves, and which is very alarming for an evergreen tree to just drop, defoliate. The picture is it's pretty sparse.
Yeah.
And then 2023, early spring, leaves started to come back. So it started to recover. Now she's starting to lose leaves again. So, and we will post this on Facebook and Instagram after the show. But it is an evergreen magnolia tree that is almost naked. So there's a few things going on. In one of the pictures, I can see the soil. And the soil looks pretty dry and there's no mulch.
There we go. One.
So that's one thing. I would get it mulched around there. I would put a bag of compost around the base of it and then add some mulch. I would do some hand watering on it because I think it's in a sprinkler system area where it's relying on the sprinkler system with an immature root system. I would hit it with a root stimulator. Let's stimulate some roots. And I would put down an acidifying fertilizer as well. On this one, I would use the MicroLife Ultimate and water it in with the Super Seaweed. We need to stimulate some new root growth, but the Ultimate has the sulfur in it that's going to bring the pH down. Magnolias are an acid-loving plant. So between the lack of acidity in the soil and probably a moisture problem because there's not enough moisture. This spring we were wet, and so it started to recover.
Okay.
Because it was getting all the rain.
Right.
Now we're dry again, and it's just getting sprinkler system, from what I can tell, unless Gemini is doing some extra watering.
Yeah.
But I would get out there with the MicroLife Ultimate, a bag of Nature's Way compost, a bag of black velvet mulch, water everything in really good with Super Seaweed, and I think that this tree has a chance of coming back. Hopefully it's not too far gone.
Yeah.
You know, when plants can't produce chlorophyll, that's what feeds their roots, and you have to have leaves to do that. They struggle. So it'll be a slow recovery, but I think there is still a chance to get this tree to recover.
Yeah. And that soil, I mean, and I'm not the expert. I saw that. It's like, okay, yeah, let's start there.
Yeah, it looks so ashy and dull.
Right.
And there's no mulch on
that soil. Gray look, yeah.
Yep.
So water's maybe not even getting down into those poor roots.
Yep.
So it reminds me about the root stimulator. I've got two maples, red maples,
sort of near a fence behind some construction that we had. But when they did the construction, one of the trees had a pile of dirt near it. You know, not on it, but, you know, right near the base of it for probably 2 weeks. And I tried to get that dirt away from it because I thought, oh, no. And that one tree, I've been using the root stimulator you've talked about. I've been doing the super seaweed because it's interesting. And the compost. Once we got all of the construction cleared out, we composted. We did the mulch. We did root stimulator and the super seaweed. And that tree is definitely recovering. But boy, about 2 months ago, I was like, is it going to make it or not? But it's interesting how the lower half of the branches look better than the tippy-tippy top.
Yeah.
You know, I've literally gotten on the ladder and done my super seaweed up there, you know, because I'm like, you are coming back.
Yeah.
So anyway, all of that, that combination of feeding them healthy works. So don't ever give up. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry and I will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Hi, this is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. A lot of people think that I'm some kind of critter-killing superhero because of the number of bugs that I kill and the fervor with which I do it. They stop me at the movies or at the flea market. Now, there's a dumb name, flea market, and basically point and stare. The truth is there is a whole team of bug-killing superheroes dedicated to depopulating your home or office of ants, roaches, mice, pretty much anything with more than two legs that you don't want there. We're on the web at McGrathPestControl.com and Twitter at McGrathPest. You must be the dumbest mosquito on earth.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy with
Sherry.
And Sherry is co-hosting here on Home Show Garden Pros. I just love being here with you, having a sidekick.
Well,
it's
I super like to be
fun.
Here with you too.
Super fun. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we've got Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Hello.
Good morning. What you got this morning?
Yes, ma'am. So about a year ago, I got a lot of rabbits. And I have like a 40-foot long, about 5-foot wide area that has become their newbies of the neighborhood. And so they come and my grass, that area is totally gone. I did go, there's a young man that plants for all season, really nice man. We bought some seed and got some plugs, but it's almost just kind of, well, the rabbits have grown. So this fall, I believe I want to put sod in, because it just, I have that, it's just a bare spot. I keep care of my yard.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've ever had any issues with rabbits. I don't know what to do.
Well, are the rabbits still coming around?
Yes. Truth be told, when they first came about a year ago, I was a nice guy, chopped up carrots.
Oh,
no. Cute. And now it's become kind of my neighborhood. People walk all the time. It's become like a little mini zoo.
A mini zoo. Oh, my goodness.
The rabbits are really nice.
Yeah.
And they live in my backyard in the area, according to my dog. But my point is, I go to plants for all seasons.
Uh-huh.
This fall, will they have sod?
Yes, they will have some sod as soon as the temperatures break and in the rainfall starts up a little bit. This is the problem. It doesn't matter what form of St. Augustine you put out there. It can't take that constant foot traffic.
Trampling.
Even though it's just little bitty bunnies. But still, it's a constant. And so you're gonna have to decide, am I going to keep putting sod out here and the same thing's going to keep happening? Or is there a way to reroute them to a different area so you get that grass established? And is this a sunny area or a shady area?
I would say semi. When in the morning, I get a lot of sun. As the sun goes behind me, it's not too bad. But I do water. I have a sprinkler. I water a lot.
And it's just nothing you're going to be able to do to make that St. Augustine be able to take that much constant, activity. So things that you can do that will increase the likelihood of it recovering and taking that are going to be things like humic acid and compost. That will help it recover, but if it's every day, rerouting them to a different area, fencing it off, or just, this is my thing, as I have three big dogs in my little strip of grass in the backyard where they can do their business and run around, and I've just kind of come to the realization that sometimes when the foot traffic's heavier, I'm not going to have St. Augustine, but I will have Bermuda there. And so I introduced Bermuda in that spot just to fill the void of the St. Augustine. So I have grass there. And then whenever they're not getting as much foot traffic or as much urine in that area, then my St. Augustine takes the lead.
Nice.
So if you can introduce a different type of grass that can maybe take that constant foot traffic, then that's a way to go about it too.
Great.
So at Plant Frog, would they have, the grass that would at least grow?
Bermuda.
Yeah, so Bermuda, you can do that from seed.
I did the seed, but like I said before, I think that, again, the rabbits just loved it.
When can you do the Bermuda seed? You could do Bermuda seed. You can still do it. It's a soil temperature thing, but once we get into mid-October, the soil temperature goes down and it stops germinating. So if you can get Bermuda seed and put it out in the next 2 weeks, then you should be okay.
All right.
And then we come into ryegrass and fescue time coming into October. So if you just want to have some grass there for them to nibble on in the winter time, then you could put some ryegrass out as well.
But a little variety.
You have the seed. So I can go to Plants for All Season and get that?
Yeah. So we'll start bringing in the Bermuda. We have Bermuda now, but we'll start bringing in the ryegrass in October.
But the Bermuda he could do right now.
Okay, I'll get up there. Who's that big guy? It looks like a young Mel Gibson.
That would be Matthew.
Oh, he's a good guy. I'm telling you, he's a good guy. Aww.
Yes.
We're good.
Yeah, they're lucky at Plants for All Seasons to have such strong employees have good knowledge. Well, thanks for calling, Paul.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Have
a good day and a good weekend. Well, good luck with those rabbits. That's so many things that we run into out in nature, and sometimes we can't fight nature.
And
we have to work with nature.
And if you want to have the bunnies, then great. Have the bunnies, but just have the good understanding that you're not going to have the most beautiful St. Augustine lawn in
yeah,
that high right, pressure right. area.
Sounds mm-hmm. like it's a pretty concentrated area. Yeah. So good luck with that. And I loved your information about which grasses to add when. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Paul. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. What is on your mind about your lawn and garden this weekend? We'll talk to you after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth and our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
It won't stay hot forever. August is yard and gardening planning time. Grab a pencil and graph paper. Plan yard updates and garden planning. Remember, tomatoes take lots of space. We're here for you in the hot and cold. The Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are talking about our weekend after this, but I do want to get out in the yard. I've got some activities this weekend, but it's not going to take me away from playing in the soil. So I'm excited about that. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Yeah, and I want to talk about Nelson's Plant Food real quick.
Yes, grow like a pro.
Grow like a pro. You know, you always see your neighbor's garden. Everything's blooming so beautifully.
Yes,
and
no
you're
weed.
Like, oh, I just wish I could garden like them. Well, you can.
Yes.
If you just know what to feed your plants with. And so Nelson's has made it really easy with all their species specific plant foods. So if you know mm-hmm. the name of your plant, you'll know which food to use.
Right.
So if you have roses, you need to use rose food. If you have azaleas, use azalea food. Mm-hmm. So find the right formula for what you're feeding.
Right.
And they made it easy. Like they put everything in the container that mm-hmm. that plant needs
yeah.
with directions on how to use it.
Yeah.
It couldn't be any easier.
Easy and magical. And they like to say, you know, grow like a pro.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a Texas company right out there in Belleville.
Right. Formulating foods.
Yes.
For our landscapes.
Exactly.
In the exact proportions that we need.
And they also have the Color Star, which mm-hmm. is a must-have on your garden shelf.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, a lot of the landscapers through Houston use Color Star.
Yes.
So you see these beautiful
the professional
plantings.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like at shopping centers. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, gosh, I wish I could grow like that. Well, that you can. Mm-hmm. You just have to feed right.
Right, right.
And something like Color Star would be great for that.
Mm-hmm.
They also have their Turf Star line of lawn foods,
important
which are
right now.
Super high quality lawn foods. And your yard, your grass is hungry right now with the
yeah.
amount you're having to water it. So something like Slow and Easy. You know, I have a friend that just sent me his picture of his beautiful green yard and all of his neighbors are brown, and he put his slow and easy
yeah.
out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So get your Slow and Easy out this time of year. It'll be a nice, slow, sustained green. So you're
nice.
Not like having to mow.
Right.
But you can really impress your neighbors with that beautiful green lawn. Yeah. And then we'll have Carbo Load coming up for the grass for the fall fertilizer.
Okay.
So
from Nelson Plant Foods.
Yeah. And he formulates these with high quality nutrients that are non-burning if put out according to the instructions
yeah.
and watered in.
Yeah.
You know, you need to feed your plants. They're very hungry after this very stressful
right.
summer.
Right.
So for more information about Nelson's Plant Food and Turf Star line, go to nelsonplantfood.com or homeshowgardenpros.com.
Yes. So. And our Home Show Garden Pros carry the Nelson Plant Food products. And important go-to on our shelves.
Yeah.
I love my Color Star, and I will be using that Slow and Easy very soon.
Yes.
Because I know that my lawn is hungry.
Yeah, you know, and you can take advantage
water,
of
but
take advantage of the we're still hot.
Yeah.
Days are getting a little bit shorter. So when mm-hmm. we get to the end of September, we go into slow growth. And so if you can get it fed and growing right now to fill in the areas that maybe struggled through the summer, mm-hmm. then you'll have a lot less weed problems come next spring.
Good point. That's a very good point. And, you know, I have noticed in my lawn, it's very green. I'm doing mm-hmm. good. But there are some thin areas.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's doing its best.
Yeah.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And let's see here. We have got a crepe myrtle question. My crepe myrtles are doing pretty well. They're pretty happy.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled.
They're loving this heat.
Yeah. So I'm thrilled about that. And we have got a question from Roy? I don't know. A 40-year-old blooming crepe myrtle. Wow. 16 feet tall, putting out some new stems. Mm-hmm. 2 feet. Can you cut the new stems, which are about 3 feet
tall? So he's got some suckers coming off the root system about 2 foot, I believe it says, from the tree. So it's a very mm-hmm. established crepe myrtle. I have a few questions for Roy. So, yes. But I can't get answers right now.
Right.
But one question would be is, are you cutting this crepe myrtle back every year? They're calling it, they call it crepe murder,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And so if you're doing that big cutting its head off every year, that would force some sucker growth on in stressful times, because how does a plant produce its food? Through chlorophyll production, right? And if you're taking its head off and we go into this very stressful summer, its canopy may not be as thick and full as it needs to be yeah. to produce the sugars that that root system needs.
Oh.
So the easiest way for it to do it is to send suckers up from the root system.
New guys.
Okay. Some new guys to collect the chlorophyll. So if you're having a lot of suckers, yes, you can cut them off. But go ahead and feed this baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him, you know, pumped up. Maybe put some nutrients around that root system. Water it in with some super seaweed. Let's stimulate some root growth. Take the stress off of it. And the top canopy will do better. You know, you want a nice, full top canopy to produce the carbohydrates for that root system. And the plant is going to get it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Whether that's through the top growth or through the sucker growth. Mm-hmm. But if you see a tree putting on a ton of suckers, it is a sign of stress.
Wow.
So
I had no idea.
Yes, you can cut them back, but let's feed that baby.
Right. Feed it first.
Yes.
Well, I love my crepe myrtles. Now, hubby doesn't like crepe myrtle so much, but that's too bad because mm-hmm. we have several and I've kind of replanted some of them.
Yeah.
And one I transplanted, it was mature-ish,
mm-hmm.
transplanted it over next to my raised garden
uh-huh.
because that raised garden had sun all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, I wanted something to kind of give me a little bit of breathing room, you know, when I was out there in the late afternoon.
Yeah.
So I've got great shade. Well, that one, I've let the suckers grow on the bottom because it's just a fluffy, bushy, and I know a lot of people wouldn't like it because it's not tree-like. It's mm-hmm. more bushy-like.
Well, that's their natural habit.
But I love it. It's yeah. just fluffy and, you know, and it's very
well,
happy right now.
That's when... You know, that the rule of if it makes you happy and
there you go.
And you like the way it looks.
Yes.
And that's all that matters.
Yes.
There
yes.
is no rule that says that has to look like a tree.
And it's happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's blooming and beautiful. So it's really nice. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. What is making you happy in the garden? Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We will talk to you after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, gardeners, this is Isaac Smoon from Spring Gardens Nursery, and we've got great deals right now. Beat the heat this summer. We've got some shade trees, ornamental trees, magnolias, crepe myrtles, some evergreen to give you a little privacy from your neighbors. We've got Japanese blueberries, bottle brush, some great deals. Please come out and see us, and let's make your yard a paradise. You know, here at Spring Gardens, it's another day in paradise. We have a great promotion right now, gardeners. We've got a great deal. If you spend $200, then you get a free garden box. We've got a great deal on annuals, perennials, flowering shrubs, woody ornamentals. Please come and see us, and let's make your yard beautiful. Gardeners, this is a great time to try to beat the heat. Make sure that you check your irrigation controller. Make sure that you're watering. Make sure you're putting down granular soil amendment and also a liquid fertilizer to keep that lawn and garden lush, green, and growing. Come see us at Spring Gardens. We're located on Gosling Road, just behind Klein Oak High School. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Isaac, from Spring Gardens Nursery, one of our Home Show Garden Pros. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And yes, Sherry just gave me a pat on the back and said, if that crazy growing crepe myrtle makes me happy, then just leave it that way. So whatever makes you happy in your garden. Now, we have talked about the heat stress a lot.
Yeah.
So I know during the winter, you've taught us how to do the scratch test after a bad freeze.
Yeah.
You know, and do we see green? So right now I'm hearing, like, you've seen the misinformation. People are saying, oh, it's dead. I'm going to pull it out or, you know. So how do I know from the summer heat and stress if a plant, a shrub is dead or do I just wait?
Well, dead is dead, and if there's green leaves at all, it's not dead.
Okay, so any green leaves, then let's just hang on, right?
Yeah, hang on and do things like, you know, drench the root system with a biostimulant or root stimulator. Give it some food, give it a little extra water. Let's see if we can push some new growth out.
Okay.
So, you know, if it's brown and it has crispy twigs,
yeah.
Okay. Cut back until you find green.
Okay.
But
and if you don't, know,
if there's 50% of the tree has green leaves, it's not dead.
Okay. All right.
There's still green.
We can recover it. Yeah.
It could be struggling, but you know.
Okay. So
if you're breathing, you're alive.
Right.
If you have green leaves, it's alive.
Okay. It's just not feeling so well.
Yes.
And we can help that.
Sick. Yes.
So give us a call at 281-833-3333. Do you have some concerns about what's in that backyard?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's the plan next?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot that we can be doing to get ready. And I know I need to work on my raised garden. We haven't talked about the veggies.
Yes.
And I definitely need to refill because it's sunken a little bit, my soil. So once I remove some of the dead stuff, I have an old tomato plant. I know, don't look at me, Sherry, that I need to get out of my...
That's okay, I do too.
That I have got to get out of that raised garden. But Teddy still likes to pull off the old tomatoes that are on there. So anyway, but the soil has really sunken down.
Uh-huh.
So what should I put on top and do I mix? What's my process in getting this raised garden ready?
Yeah, so I don't do any tilling or mixing.
Oh.
I just put on top.
Oh, okay.
So get everything cleaned out.
Okay.
And, you know, I use the pine needle mulch on top. So I'll pull my pine needles back. I'll put my compost or raised garden mix, whichever one you want to use. But, you know, alternate it. Don't always do the same thing every time.
I like that reminder because you've said that on the feeding it also.
Yeah, yeah. So get a good compost or a good raised bed mix.
Okay.
And you could do leaf mold compost. You could do a manure-based compost, like cow manure. Mm-hmm. You could do a chicken compost.
Mm.
Whichever one you do,
just alternate it from time to time.
Nice. Now, time to time, do you mean every season?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you last season before you did your vegetable garden, mm-hmm. you put leaf, maybe do a chicken.
Okay.
So just kind of diversify.
Yeah. Okay.
If we can diversify what we're putting in there, you'll have a more, you know, different microbial makeup.
Yeah.
And then the plants can pull from what they need.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So lift that up with the new compost mm-hmm. and then the pine needles.
Yeah, pine needles will go on top after you get everything planted.
All right.
You got it. So you can do that now. And so if you did that now and you put your fertilizer, your MicroLife, let's mm-hmm. say, on top of the soil, then cover that up with the pine needles mm-hmm. and water everything in. So you keep your new soil moist, nice. Not wet, but moist.
Yeah.
To keep the biology active.
Yes, and alive.
And then whenever you're ready to plant, which you need to get your tomatoes now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait until the temperatures break. Okay. We want to get our tomatoes in now, get them nurtured, get them growing, so that when our nighttime temperatures fall below the 76 degree point, mm-hmm. and the plants are sizable and blooming so they can set some fruit.
Okay. And I remember you saying I need to plant my tomatoes in a different location, rotate my crop.
Yeah, if you right? can. I don't have that luxury.
Okay.
So I just add good
and
compost.
And you're still super successful mm-hmm. with your tomatoes.
Yep. Okay. But if you have the luxury of crop rotating, then definitely crop rotate.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We were just veggie gardening.
Yes.
And give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will talk to you after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Time for your homeschooling study assignment. Research fall veggie options now. Fall garden season is coming quick. Know your options and get ready now. We can help. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. We're taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And Sienna Mulch, you have heard us talking about Sienna Mulch before. Great one-stop shop down in Rocheron. Beautiful yards start with Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycling facility, and they're family owned and operated. They've been in business since 2009. They're on their second generation. Ashley, Courtney, and Mario are running the show, and they're doing a great job. So Sienna Mulch has what you need for your project. Because there's more than just, you know, buying your plants. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, borders or walkways or building up your landscaping. So they have it. They've got mulch. You know, they also have the kitty cushion. They have pine, cedar, black velvet. They have soils to enrich that topsoil. They have sand, compost, gravels, and stones. So all to help enhance your beds mm-hmm. and your landscaping. Great variety. And I love Sienna Mulch has a wonderful Facebook page. They're telling us all the time what has come in.
Right. And they have a full line of tools.
Oh, I know. Fun.
And
really
all,
nice
all
tools.
The great fertilizers that
yep.
we talk about.
Exactly.
The Nelsons, the MicroLife, mm-hmm. you know, everything that you need in Landscapers Pride,
right.
bag goods.
Right.
Yeah. So they
all at Sienna Mulch. anything. Mulch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're down in the Rocheron area, go check out Sienna Mulch. And even if you're not, it's a great place for your project. So just take a little drive down there. And Sienna Mulch is so much more than mulch. You can find more at homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch. So, Sherry, we are here this morning with Home Show Garden Pros, taking your calls and questions on the website at homeshowgardenpros.com, or give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we've got Ronnie on the line. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning, ladies. Appreciate y'all taking my call.
You bet. What you got this morning?
I got a couple raised gardens. I just grow vegetables. I know flowers are pretty, but I can't eat them. And I've got I caught the tail end of the conversation y'all were just having.
Uh-huh.
About one of you ladies said that you do not re-till.
Uh-huh.
What you do, I got the vision of what you do is you just clean out the middle of the row and put soil amendments in that middle and keep moving.
So I do the raised beds as well in troughs. Mm-hmm. And so when my soil kind of settles down, I just throw it right on top, and then I'll sprinkle my fertilizer on top of that. So I'm not doing trenches or rows. I'm just doing raised garden. Now, if you were doing trenches or rows, then yeah, you would add your good soil on top, and then you would put your fertilizer in the trench.
Well, you know, y'all just, I went to Sienna and got about 5 yards and put in 30-foot rows just with nothing but that mixture.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And what I found was, though, it doesn't hold water real well.
Okay.
It's loose.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm going to do going forward, I've got 3 gardens around the house. My biggest one, I'm going to re-till up, because I think it works better if you put that in with your existing soil.
Mm-hmm.
Versus as a standalone soil. I used raised rows.
Yeah.
Of nothing but that stuff. I just had a lot of trouble with it retaining water. So I think it's still good stuff. I'm not disappointed.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna till it into my existing soil, and I think my existing soil will be very happy.
Yeah, yeah. I think some of the raised garden mixes are great for building, but you still need to add good compost.
Oh.
So the compost is going to help with the water retention.
Thank y'all.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Ronnie. Thanks.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of veggie gardens.
Yeah.
So good for him. I love that. He can't eat flowers.
I would love to be able to row garden.
Yeah.
I just don't have that luxury. Yeah. I have a small postage stamp.
Right, I do. But I love getting my, you know, going out there and getting my items for my salad, or chopping up some peppers for some dip, or, you know, the cucumbers. Lots of fun. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return at 281-833-3333, we will talk with Dante.
Alleviate stress by enjoying the outdoors as much as possible during these summer mornings and evenings, when you offer Mother Nature the goodness she richly deserves during these hot summer months. Be kind to all that's growing by bathing them in MicroLife's all-organic fertilizers and supplements packed with nutritional solutions and biological support. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. MicroLife. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. The best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
And good morning. I hope you're having a great morning and making your to-do list after your coffee or tea or orange juice, whatever it may be this morning. I'm Sandy here with
Sherry.
And we are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Dante on the line. Good morning. What do you have for Sherry?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So my thing is, I called a few months ago and you guys let me know that I probably needed to raise my bed. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of trying to figure out how I should do that. So I have mulch over the top right now. Should I pull that mulch up and lay down maybe like some raised bed?
Yeah. Are you doing vegetable garden?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So do you have some kind of border that you're going to use to raise that bed to keep your soil in?
Right, yes.
Okay, good. So go ahead and pull your mulch back if you want to reuse it, or you can build right on top of the mulch that you have, because that mulch will turn into soil over time. Yes. So there's not a wrong way to do it. Just put your border out and then see how many inches you need to go up, and then get the right amount of soil to build up. Then once you get everything going and get your soil in there, get another layer of mulch on there, whether you use pine needles or something like black velvet. Mulch will be the last thing you put on top.
Oh, my goodness. That made it so difficult, you guys.
Now, yeah, it sounds simple when I'm explaining it, right?
Now, yeah. Sherry, between the bed building and the mulch, we need to put some food down there, fertilizer? Or...
Yeah, put some fertilizer down. You can do MicroLife or like the Nelson's veggie food. You'll want to put some nutrients down when you're mixing the soil in. And then get your mulch on top, and then start getting your veggies planted and hand water them right now.
Which veggies are you going to plant, Dante?
So I want to do some bell peppers and then maybe some peppers on the other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and most of the home show locations are loaded with the appropriate vegetables for this time of year.
Yeah.
So
be careful where you buy them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So I know I was in several different box stores and they didn't have very many. And this is the time to be putting in your tomatoes and peppers from transplant. So don't start seeds this late. You won't have success. But go ahead and do the transplants right now. If there's a certain pepper that you want to grow from seed, then start that for next spring. But you'll start that in like December, January inside and then transplant it out. Yep.
Fine.
So let me ask this one last question.
Sure.
So if I'm going to raise the bed, should I wait to get those bell peppers or can I just pull them up?
It just depends on how fast you can get going. But I would, if you're going to raise the bed, and do you have peppers growing in there already?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, dig those out, raise your bed, and then replant them. But just try to get it done really quick, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, let us know how it goes, Dante.
All right, will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and if you're digging plants out that have been in there all summer, it's going to be stressful on them. So try to do it as fast as you can. You know, have everything ready to go.
One task.
Dig out, set them to the side, put the soil in, resituate your plant, get a root stimulator. Let's get those recovered. Do some hand watering on them. They may wilt. They may show some stress. They may be very dramatic looking. But just get out and hand water them. And you have to baby them a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, like they're stressed out. Yeah. So just baby them a little bit through that process.
Yeah. But over time, they're going to love that new soil and the food that you've given them.
Yep.
So that's a great, good plan for the veggie garden. I love it. I'm just getting so excited about my peppers and in the fall for the lettuce.
Yep.
I just love that.
Oh, I know. I love the fresh lettuce and cabbage and
cauliflower
and broccoli, all these wonderful winter things.
Yeah.
And then all the root vegetables, too. So we get into beets.
That can be scary for a new gardener. I am a new gardener.
Right out of the garden are amazing.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about the root gardening. Okay. Because, first of all, starting them. Mm-hmm. Which ones would someone start with? Like, what are some veggies that are...
Carrots and beets.
Okay. All right. So carrots.
Okay.
Let's plant carrots. When and how am I going to plant them?
Second or third week of September, you can start.
Yay, my birthday weekend.
Go to the store and don't buy a carrot plant. Buy a thing of seeds.
Nice.
And then there's several different ways you can do it. You can go out in the garden with it. And I don't know if you've ever seen a carrot seed.
No.
It's minuscule.
Oh, teeny tiny.
Teeny tiny.
Okay.
Most of our... lettuce and carrots, and they're tiny, tiny little seeds. So you can go out in the garden and you can try to put two or three little seeds per hole about every few inches, right?
Wow.
Or you can do it with the ice cube method. And I know I've talked about the ice cube method.
I don't
so
remember.
So you go to the dollar store and get some of those little cocktail ice cubes, little round ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ice cube trays. Go home, fill them halfway with water and freeze them.
Okay.
Then you one evening with a really bright light. I have to do a bright light in my readers. I sit at the kitchen table and I get that ice cube tray right out of the freezer and I'll put my two or three seeds per hole.
Oh, how
per
fun.
Ice cube, right? Fill it the rest of the way with water, refreeze.
Oh, my God.
Then
gosh.
The next day you can go out in the garden and you can put an ice cube. I think it's every 2 inches.
Oh, I love it.
Every inch or two. And so you have perfectly spaced ice cubes in the garden. And then as they melt, they nestle right where they need to be.
Perfect.
So you're not having to dig those in.
I have never heard your ice cube.
Yeah, you don't have to force that ice cube in the ground. Just set them so you can visually see your measurements. And then you know. And I do that with lettuce, too, because lettuce is very tiny little seed.
Okay.
So then you can have this perfectly spaced garden.
How fun.
Yeah. So I know I get out there with the little seed packet, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to do this. And then by the end, I'm just scattering seeds
everywhere. And then they stick to your fingers is the problem
I
have.
And then they drop in the pavement. Yes,
right.
You got it.
Right. Yeah. So I'm growing a carrot between the rocks.
Yes.
Okay. So I've got my ice cube in there, and then what am I going to do?
Yeah, just it melt, and then after it comes up and it's about an inch or two tall, then you can nestle your pine needles around it for your mulch. Yep.
Awesome. All right. We will talk to you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and I'm going to find out when to harvest those carrots after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Like I was saying, doors are the magic portal to your world.
Uh-huh.
Steel doors, wood doors, iron doors, fiberglass doors, tall doors, modern doors.
Door clearance center?
Triple doors, wide doors, barn doors, interior doors, patio doors.
They have all the doors you can handle.
Door handles, door knobs, door locks.
At Door Clearance Center.
That's about it.
DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret. Our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plants' needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros with Sherry and Sandy. We are here taking your calls, and we have got Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm watching it rain.
Where are you?
Excited about? Huh?
Where are you?
I'm in Tomball.
No way!
It's raining in Tomball?
Are you sure?
Well, my sprinkler is raining down on my porch, so it feels like it's raining.
I got excited there for a second.
That's not nice for you to tease.
Because I live in Tomball.
I'm enjoying the sound of, hey, Sounds like rain.
Oh, I know. I know. We'll keep doing
that
rain.
I told my boss, I said, the day it rains, really rains and thunders, I said, I will not be in that day. Yeah. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm going to just lay in my yard and not move.
Soak it up. Yes. So what's on your list for your lawn and garden this weekend?
Well, while I'm trying to put a radiator in my car, which I'm really not experienced
Oops, wrong
to do,
show.
It's going to save me a lot of money. Yes, exactly. So my canna lilies, they're by a pine tree, and they get a lot of pine needles that are falling around them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, now, is that okay? I mean, should I rake the pine needles away from my canna lilies, or can I water them with the pine needles around them?
Yeah, just water them with the pine needles around. Pine needles are a great mulch around, you know, a lot of our perennials.
Okay, so mm-hmm. I always heard they had acid in them, mm-hmm. and they're going to kill your other
they
plants.
They do, but it takes so long for the pine needles to break down to change the acidity of your soil. Your water usually changes the acidity quicker than the pine needles.
Okay, so so just leave it as is then.
And most things that we grow here like a slightly acidic soil anyways.
Nice.
Let me just give you a plug real quick for the super seaweed.
Okay.
My little canna lily, y'all told me one time, well, that might be a miniature. But now I've come to Friday night. What do y'all have a date on Friday night?
Sherry.
To plant?
Yeah, that's
well,
me.
I've decided to do the same thing.
Yeah.
So every Friday night, I have a party out in my yard with me and my plants.
Yes.
And that canna lily has, like, taken off.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's amazing when you give it what it needs, it'll do for you.
Right.
It went from, like, 1 foot tall. It's like now 3 foot tall, and I'm like, it's about time.
Oh, how fun. Well, we love the MicroLife seaweed. Yeah. It is a go-to on your shelf for sure.
Yeah, and you're in Tomball, I'm in Tomball too. So maybe we need to hook up and
I
have our Friday night party.
But I consider it Tomball because I live out in the country a little bit.
Yeah, good for you.
But the sandy loam is killing me. That's why I water every day, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there could be worse things. You could have a clay soil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
in February, I'll be crying that it's too cold.
Yeah,
so, you know,
right.
We work with what we have, but it sounds like you're doing a great job. I love that story about your canna lilies.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I almost dug them up and thought, okay, I'm chucking these away. I got to find something else to put here. And now that I see they're doing what I want to do, I'm excited.
That's
I'm
awesome,
like, thank
Alan.
Thank God.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Good.
That's great.
Well, I guess we're starting a club of Friday Night Seaweed people.
Yeah, right.
We need to have a shirt or
exactly
something.
Exactly right. I'll be an annual member.
Okay. And then you call us on Saturday mornings and tell us how happy your plants are.
There you go.
The circle of life.
Blessed. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Alan.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros here with Sandy and Sherry. And remind folks to go to homeshowgardenpros.com. You can send in questions. You can also listen to the podcast. You can listen to us during the week while you're out gardening. So go to your podcast and find out. Just type in Home Show Garden Pros and you can choose podcasts that you want to listen to if you miss something. And we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.